Did you know that some of the most successful people in the world went to community college? You didn't? Well, that's probably because it's not true. If you want respect in this life, go to a real college. And that's one to grow on. Community college. It's a great way to get an affordable education and learn valuable lessons that will help you the rest of your life. It's also a great place to score Major Tang.
And Man Tang.
And that's one to grow on.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
You killed it. Totally murdered it.
The review you had on Shark Sandwich, which was merely a two-word review, just said shit sandwich.
The white folks, and then the ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Good day, and welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, June 8th, 2010. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, awesome. Don't want to alienate every listener that is under the age of 40. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. My name is Tim, and this particular episode is brought to you by Hyundai.
In times like these, buying a new car is a big commitment for most people. So what about the company selling it to you? How committed are they? Introducing the Hyundai Assurance. Now buy any new Hyundai, and if you lose your income in the next year, we'll let you return it. And if you lose your house, we'll give you back your Hyundai so you can live in it. And if you have to sleep in your Hyundai for over a month, we'll let you use the car wash at any one of our nationwide dealerships to take a shower. And if you're ever forced to eat roadkill as a meal, we'll give you a coupon for a free Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's. And if you or your spouse are forced to sell sex for money, we'll place a custom advertisement on our website to promote your services. Hyundai, we'll fucking do anything.
Ah, if it were only true. I actually have a Hyundai, and they have done absolutely nothing for me. So, there's that. Anyway, I'm not bitter at all. Moving on, check out this news story that I found on the Mike O'Mara Show. It seems that the cement Jesus has been stolen. Check this out. You'll hear Mike O'Mara and his crew laughing in the background, but it adds to the effect. You understand?
I was sitting on that cement right there.
For about a year, Jean Mansell has cherished her cement Jesus statue, an heirloom from her late uncle.
It's behind it. And footprints in front of it.
But Thursday morning, Jean walked outside only to find that Jesus was gone.
My husband got a phone call in a real graspy voice over the phone saying, check your mailbox.
In the mailbox, a ransom note.
The note basically said they were holding Jesus for ransom.
The note reads, we are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yards. This has upset us dearly, so please clean up all the wiener poopy if you want to see Jesus unharmed.
It has to be a young person because they put these little lines next to the word Jesus. No adult's going to waste their time doing that. And referring
yes,
to wiener poopy, my gosh.
Jean has four wiener dogs and admits there was a complaint last year about their leavings, but says she's cleaned up every pile.
I take my dogs for a walk. I carry a plastic bag with me, and I pick up anything that they do.
Now, Jean just wants her statue back and says she won't press charges if Jesus isn't harmed.
Wiener poopy.
Okay, be honest. When's the last time you heard the words wiener poopy in a news story?
I'm thinking probably never.
Anyway, just a little announcement, a little bitness here, if you will. I will be unable to make podcasts until Monday the 14th, as I am going to Las Vegas to watch my daughter graduate. I'm so very proud. But anyway, pleased to be returning on Monday the 14th.
Shut up!